From NPR and WNYC, live from the Bell House in Brooklyn, New York, this is NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. Ask Me Another. And I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg. So this week's VIP has one of the most distinctive voices in showbiz, and he's known for a legendary telling of the famous dirty joke, The Aristocrats. It's Gilbert Gottfried. Now, if you don't know that joke, the premise is that a family walks into a talent agency and auditions with their act. And what their act is a collection of the most depraved, vulgar, obscene things that you can come up with. I would love to perform it, but it would clearly never get past legal. But let's just say in public radio speak, the man drops his pants while misquoting Maya Angelou. And then they have wild sex without discussing their feelings before, during, or after. Let's say hello now to the man who is always a class act, our one-man house band, Jonathan Coulton.
Hello.
Our first game is called The Big Score, and even though soccer is gaining popularity, some Americans still can't muster up much enthusiasm for it. So we're going to take a lesson in passion from the soccer announcer, Andres Cantor. If you don't know him, he's this guy. Goal!
It's a nice set of pipes, Ophira.
Thanks. Let's welcome our first two contestants, Ashley Parks and Max Ash. Ashley, Max, what is your main goal in life?
I would probably have to say, I hope Jonathan will write me a song.
That's your main goal? That's your primary goal?
Well, it might be the secondary. I'd really love to be on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and I see this as sort of a launching pad.
I'll be totally honest, Ashley. You had me, and then you lost me.
Max?
I would like to do just anything in comedy, like a comedian, writer, actor, anything, really.
All right, I feel like both your goals are unattainable.
No, that sounds totally great. That sounds totally great.
Okay, so what's going to go on here? You don't have to know anything about sports in this
great
game. You just have to know how to yell. We're going to give you a clue to a word or a name that has the sound go in it, and you have to answer with the zeal of Andres Cantor. And the winner will move on to the World Cup of Trivia, known as the Ask Me One More Final Round at the end of the show. Are you ready?
Yep.
Books written by celebrities often have this kind of uncredited co-author. Ashley.
Oh, go biographer?
Max.
Writer?
Yes, that is correct. Okay, so yeah, you can't just throw go into any word.
I understand the rules.
Okay,
now.
Good.
You know what?
That was a test question.
That was right? a test question.
It was a good learning moment. Ashley took one for the team, and now we can move on and have the game. Thank you, Ashley.
This French appetizer is typically made from snails cooked in garlic and butter. Max.
Escargot!
It's kind of fun yelling go to a snail.
It's awesome.
This actor is best known for playing Detective Fish on the 70s sitcom Barney Miller. And the grandfather in Look Who's Talking. Any ideas? Let's go to our puzzle guru, Greg Pliska, and see if we have a hint that you might be able to help other contestants with.
I'm not sure the hint is any easier than the question. He also played Sal Tessio in The Godfather, and his death was twice misreported in the 80s, leading to a series of running gags about whether he was dead or alive.
Max.
Abe Vigoda!
Yes!
There's a website called isabevagodadead.com.
Yeah.
And
you frequent that.
Yeah. Right now it just says no.
It's like the easiest website to update. This large, very dry region in Asia covers parts of northern China and southern Mongolia. Max.
What is the Gobi Desert?
Could you answer it not in a question?
I'm sorry, Alex. Gobi Desert.
That was right. That was correct.
The last leader of the Soviet Union, he was known for glasnost, perestroika, and a port wine stain. Okay, let's start with this part. The last leader of the Soviet Union. Max.
Oh, no. Gorbachev!
Yes! Yeah. In a 2012 British Film Institute poll, this Hitchcock movie starring Jimmy Stewart and Kim Novak was named the greatest film of all time. Puzzle guru Greg Pliska, can you give these fine people
a hint? It's also the name of a condition where you get dizzy, you feel like you're falling.
Max.
Vertigo!
And that's how it feels to have it. Yes, that is correct. Puzzle guru Greg Pliska, how did our contestants do?
Well, I have to say, Max, you are going to go to the final round at the end of the show. I was just going to say, I know that Ashley actually knew all the answers. She just didn't want to have to yell, go.
I don't blame her. Max looks like an idiot right now.